start by replacing a small bit of the brain, maybe a single nerve cell, with a computer processor that would do the same thing, and then you could replace larger and larger parts, and eventually it would consist of silicon.
If at no point in this process you notice any difference, and if you ended up with just the same mental life as you had before, then you might think it doesn't really matter so much whether I'm made of silicon or carbon.
Silicon or carbon.